The United Kingdom has universal health care, so you might expect that the health gap between rich and poor is smaller in England than it is in the United States. Well, you would be wrong. Melissa Martinson is a professor at the School of Social Work at the University of Washington, and she's been studying the differences in health between the citizens of the United States and the United Kingdom. And she stopped by to tell us about that today. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Ross. It's nice to be here.
So what did you find about how healthy rich and poor are in the U.S. compared to in England?
So it is surprising to me. In earlier work, I had found that the overall health of the folks in England is much better than it is here in the United States. But despite this, both countries have high levels of inequality in health, very, very similar levels of inequality in health, which was surprising to me. And by inequalities in health, we're talking about exactly what you were mentioning, this difference between the poor, the health of the poor, and the health of the high-income individuals within a society.
So we see the same disparity as we have in the United States, but does it start at a higher level? In other words, are poor people in the United States healthier than poor people in Great Britain?
So that's exactly the sort of the crux of it. So while the gap between the rich and poor is similar in both countries, the poor in England are much healthier than the poor in the U.S. And likewise, high-income individuals in England are much healthier than high-income individuals in the U.S. So while they have a similar level of inequality in society, overall, everybody is healthier in England.
Now, the U.S. spends twice as much as England on health care. Does spending that amount of money account at all for that?
I mean, if anything, it's working against the U.S., right? We spend twice as much per person. Actually, if you look at it per capita, we spend more than twice as much per person. In my sample, you know, everybody in England is covered through the National Health Service in terms of their health care needs. Here in the U.S., in my sample, the low-income portion of the sample, there's a 30% uninsured rate. So we're paying a lot more, and we're getting a lot less bang for a buck in terms of the entire populace covered by insurance. But it also seems like we're not getting as much in terms of our overall health. The number of chronic conditions that we have here in the U.S., things that I look at in studies such as diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, much higher in the U.S. Than England.
Now, you found this disparity between rich and poor in a country that has universal health care. Beyond documenting that it exists, do you have any theories on why it might exist? Why are the rich still have much better health than poor, even in a country where there is universal health care?
Right. I'm glad you said theories, because I can't prove it, but I definitely do have theories. In the paper, we can rule out some of the possible factors. So you might think it's things like higher levels of smoking among low-income people, which we know is the case in both the U.S. and England, higher levels of obesity among the low-income parts of the population. Those don't account for the differences. Personally, I suspect that it's something in health research we refer to as the social determinants of health. And what I mean by this are the types of environments that we live and work in, the types of resources that we have access to, the types of stress that we experience in our everyday lives. I think those are some of the kind of driving factors that explain the differences between the rich and the poor. And as you can imagine, those are very hard things for us to actually tease apart in population health research.
I was wondering whether wealthy people in Great Britain just went way beyond what they were offered by the National Health Service and bought additional health care, had kind of Tiffany plans, got much more than folks who just got what everybody got.
A small percentage of the very high income do. And in my study, what I do is I'm really looking at the society in thirds. So the bottom third, the middle, and the top third. And I can't tease apart exactly how many people are getting access to extra care. But we do know that high-income folks in the U.S. do have access to some of the very, very best health care in the world. So I don't think that the high-income individuals in England are necessarily getting better health care than the very high-income individuals here in the U.S.
Research rarely answers every question. What questions are still on your mind after having done this? What are the next questions that really puzzle you that you would like to answer?
I'd like to look at some countries that I think we are more similar to in a lot of different ways, such as Canada. I think that that would help us figure out a little bit more about what's going on here in the U.S. I also think it would be really interesting to look at countries that have lower levels of overall societal income inequality. England, despite their universal health care, does have high levels of inequality. You know, we've had all this talk about, you know, we are the 99%. They have a lot of inequality in England as we do here in the U.S. So I think it would be great to look at some countries that have low levels of income inequality ideally the Scandinavian countries, for example.
Melissa Martinson, thanks so much for telling us about your research. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Melissa Martinson, a professor in the School of Social Work at the University of Washington. She's taken a look at the disparity between the well-to-do and poor when it comes to healthcare delivery. It's the same in the U.S. as it is in England, although in England they have a generally a higher, better level of health.